bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride.
All right, well, a lot of things happening that are frightening to so many. I don't know if anxiety levels have ever been this high in America, but I wonder if some of it's fueled by the social media, the feeding upon itself, concerns and panic, all of that. You know, I wonder about all of that. And the president says it's time to pray again. I don't disagree with him. In fact, millions of Americans are back praying to God in their unique ways because there's been an enlightenment that has happened. People are turning back to God in this very dark time. Not surprising. Where does it go from here? I don't know. The same sort of thing happened after 9/11, although I think this is bigger. This is a bigger movement, a bigger wave of people saying it's time for faith to be reintroduced into America, that we've lost our way as a country. People are saying that in different places, in columns and conversations. The president said it yesterday. It's bite number two with the president. I want you to hear this, talking about prayer in America and how important it could be right now. Bite two.
As we send plane loads of masks and gloves and supplies to the communities battling the plague, and that's what it is. This is a plague. We also send our prayers. We pray for the doctors and the nurses, for the paramedics and the truck drivers and the police officers and the sanitation workers and above all, the people fighting for their lives in New York and all across our land.
And all across our land. But here's something I want to touch on that the president just touched on. That's wearing masks. Media talking heads being the expert of all things that they think they are anyway. And government officials told Americans not to wear masks. They were wrong. Our officials... disinformation have now damaged both the public's trust in any future top-down guidance and backfired on other efforts to flatten the curve, so says Madeline Osborne. She writes for The Federalist. And she cites issue after issue from Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, say stop buying masks in February. And you wonder if they really believe this. You generally do not need to wear a face mask if you're not feeling sick. You should wear a mask if you are instructed to do so by your health care provider. Otherwise, face masks need to be reserved for the health care system. Now, you wonder if those directions and directives were actually put out because they knew there was going to be a shortage of masks and personal protection equipment, shields and gowns and all of that, scrubs, if you will. The World Health Organization warning just a few days ago that masks can give you a false feeling of protection, a false sense of security. Bill Gates' World Health Organization, usually a talking piece for the Chinese, says you don't need to wear a mask. If you do not have any respiratory symptoms such as fever, cough, runny nose, you do not need to wear a medical mask. When used alone, masks can give you a false feeling of protection and can even be a source of infection when not used correctly, they claim. Government healthcare officials worked hand in hand with a compliant media to get their message across, but at what cost? In early March, the Department of Health and Human Services said the country had only about 35 million of the high-grade N95 respirator masks needed in the event of a full-blown pandemic. So what did we really save? If even after all the no-mask messaging, the government is still having to ask companies to ramp up production anyway, what did we save? Could infection rates have been reduced if people had used those limited number of masks? A few million, 35 million, or whatever it was. Scientists now beginning to weigh in with research on that, showing that if we all wear masks, people unknowingly infected with the coronavirus would be less likely to spread it. If you're asymptomatic, you won't spread it. This advice, which is seemingly obvious, makes much more sense than the confusing message that ordinary people couldn't possibly figure out how to wear a mask on their face. And yet we all bought into it. I guess, you know, I guess I shouldn't wear it. Not that I had one, but if I did, I would have worn it. Maybe a bandana. Maybe that would have helped. Jeremy Howard Research scientists at the University of San Francisco wrote in the Washington Post that at least 34, count them, 34 scientific papers have found that basic masks, meaning even a cut-up T-shirt, a bandana, can be effective in reducing viral transmission in public. 34 scientific studies. Studies have documented definitively that in controlled environments like airplanes, people with masks rarely infect others and rarely become infected themselves. Rarely. Maybe the vast use of masks in Wuhan, in China, maybe that was the key to stopping the spread of the virus. Maybe that's it. Those without masks more easily infect others and become infected themselves, according to Jeremy Howard, the scientist at the University of San Francisco. Why would they tell us not to wear a mask? Because you're not smart enough to figure out how to wear a mask? Only trained medical professionals? Please. U.S. healthcare workers are short on masks in some area, and they do need them desperately. We know that. That's why production is being ramped up everywhere for shields and masks and scrubs and all sorts of things being produced in mass quantities now. Shipments are going out now. Studies have also found that even surgical masks, the ones that do not have a tight-fitted seal, can reduce exposure to aerosolized infectious influenza virus and other viruses. Why did they lie to us? Why did they lie to us? It's better than no mask at all. The combination of masks and hand washing have found to reduce infection rates. Masks and hand washing reduce infection rates. Doesn't even need to be said that face masks are not a novel concept yet to be proven. Go back and look at the pandemic of 1918. They were all wearing masks. We know they work. It's why they've been worn by healthcare workers, people with compromised immune systems, and even World Health Organization officials like Dr. Fauci giving a press conference wearing a mask back in February. We've got the video. But our intelligentsia is sowing more confusion and distrust as they backpedal on their previous confusing instructions to not take this obvious precaution. On Monday, President Trump said he could see a recommendation proposed by former Food and Drug Administration head Scott Gottlieb that all Americans wear masks. We're not going to be wearing masks forever, but it could be for a short period of time after we get back into gear. I could see something like that happening for a period of time, he said. So if you've got a mask, if you've got a bandana, what they told you was wrong. Was it intentionally wrong? I have no idea. But I've got 34 studies right here at my fingertips. 34 separate studies right here at my fingertips that masks slow the infection rate, reduce the infection rate, reduce the spread of people with asymptomatic coronavirus, COVID-19. If you don't show symptoms, how would you know? But if you sneeze or cough or move air, you could move the virus around. So let's stop doing that, shall we? Who's with me? This is why you come to the No Panic Zone, to get straight information, not garbage put forth by the Chinese government and masquerading as news. It's not what we do here. We go to numerous sources. We vet it. We check it. We read it again. We find other information to see if it's valuable. This is valuable. Wear a mask. It's 41 after on this Wednesday, April 1st. No April Fool's joke there. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. And respect social distancing. It's incumbent upon you. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gerber Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.